Chapter 21. Jedi Temple, Coruscant.
No!
Cried Hamner. He could hear the other masters and knights shouting, as stunned and outraged by this grotesque atrocity, this blatant murder as he. But he couldn't make out their words. Blood thundered in his ears. This couldn't be happening. Connie was just a child, coming out unarmed to negotiate. She couldn't just have been slaughtered like a...
I thought I made myself quite clear, but apparently Jedi need things explained in the simplest terms. I am here for a single specific purpose, and that purpose is to take Sathaya Saar and Toriel Tomic into custody. This...
And Rahl nudged Connie's limp form, the hole in her chest still smoking with his foot.
Is not Sathaya Saar, nor is it Toriel Tomic. I am not here to negotiate, discuss, or even capture and interrogate. No one leaves the temple until this matter is resolved. Anyone attempting to do so will be dealt with in this same manner. You now have 24 hours to turn over the Jedi. At the end of that time, your temple will be leveled, your people slain, and all Tomic and Saar recovered. The girl stays here as a reminder. Any attempt to recover her body, and we will open fire on the temple.
He turned around and descended the stairs. Connie lay where she had fallen, face up to the sky, eyes wide.
That ice-blooded, heartless! I'm going to get her, said Kip, suiting action to word.
No!
Hamner's voice was clear and sharp, and cracked like a whip.
No one else is going to get harmed. That is an order, Durin.
I'm not leaving her out there.
Kip's eyes flashed angrily.
It is foolish for you to join her in death,
Saba said. She radiated fury, but it was cold and controlled and focused.
Now is not the time. We will strike at Dala when we are better prepared. And strike we will.
Dala didn't authorize that, said Katarn with certainty. This being is acting on his own.
Dala hired him,
hissed Saba.
She is responsible.
I shouldn't have let her go,
murmured Kenth.
I shouldn't have let her go.
We all thought it was a good idea, said Octa, stepping up behind him. We thought she'd be safer than anyone else.
No one is safe, said Corinhorn. No one can be trusted. Not the GA, not Dala, not anyone. We're on our own, and the sooner we realize that, the better off we'll be.